This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So according to a new Rasmussen poll, looks like people under 40 are more open to voting for a third-party candidate. That could spell some real trouble, well, especially for Joe Biden, I think, as we head through this election season. But, you know, you never know. A third-party candidate might have a Ross Perot effect. That certainly was the case back in 1992 when Bill Clinton was able to sail into the White House as a result of that. But, folks, welcome back to the program. We are starting up hour number two of the program this morning. Glad to be with you, of course. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. If you'd like to opine, be part of the program this morning, you can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com, if you'd like to send us a direct message. We'll tell you more about this possibility of third-party votes and their significance here in just a little bit, but we do want to start this hour, as we did last hour, and let you know some of the latest about the earthquake in Taiwan. This from Fox News. An earthquake rocked the entire island of Taiwan early Wednesday, killing four, injuring dozens, collapsing buildings in a southern city, and sparking a brief tsunami warning for southern Japanese islands. And by the way, we know that those tsunami warnings were lifted fairly quickly, but it was prudent, of course, to issue them in the first place. Taiwan's fire department said four people have died in the mountains. Sparsely populated eastern county of Hualien, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, I hope that I am, where the earthquake's epicenter was located. More than 50 people were injured in the incident. At least 26 buildings have collapsed, again, according to this latest report, with more than half in the city of Hualien. About 20 people were trapped as rescue work continues, the government said. Video and images on social media showed buildings shaken off their foundations. A five-story building in lightly populated Hualien appeared heavily damaged, collapsing its first floor and leaving the rest leaning at a 45-degree angle. The picture that I'm seeing here reminds me all too much of what happened with the Loma Prieta earthquake in San Francisco back in 1989, I believe it was, where the earthquake was felt there as the World Series was getting underway there in San Francisco. But all those buildings that just became askew at that time was really just devastating to see. Obviously, that kind of damage is going to require knocking down of these buildings and certainly the close inspection of anything surrounding that and pretty much of all these buildings after this kind of a trembler. In the capital Taipei, tiles fell from older buildings within some newer office complexes. The U.S. Geological Survey put the 9.6-mile quake at a 7.5 magnitude. In other words, it may have been 9.6 miles down, from what we understand, while Taiwan's earthquake monitoring agency gave it a magnitude of 7.7, up from 7.5 earlier. And again, these can be adjusted. And talking to you, of course, here from Central Earthquake Country in Southern California, a lot of times the initial magnitude is revised in some way. A lot of times it's revised down. A lot of times, though, it's revised upwards. And usually you can kind of tell. It depends on where the epicenter is. If they tell you the epicenter is out in the desert, but you felt it pretty good in Orange County or in L.A. County, you can kind of tell whether or not it's going to be a large magnitude or not. And again, just depends where the epicenter is. But a lot of times changes do occur in the aftermath because they're able to study those the seismology reports a lot more closely. The effects of the earthquake were felt as far away as Kinmen, a Taiwanese-controlled island off the coast of China, and Wu Chin-Fu, the head of, Wu Chin-Fu, the head of Taiwan's Earthquake Monitoring Bureau. A tsunami warning, as we said, was issued, but it was lifted just a little while later. Waves, though, in some areas were more than 9 feet high. We understand. Train service across the island of 23 million people was suspended. In Taipei, children were seen going to school and the morning commute appeared normal. The U.S. National Tsunami Warning Center initially said it was reviewing the earthquake to determine whether a tsunami was a threat to the West Coast states of California, Oregon, and Washington, as well as Alaska and the Canadian province of British Columbia. Tsunami not expected is what the agency posted on X, formerly Twitter, of course, some minutes later. Now, of course, all of this exists within what they call the Ring of Fire, an area of volcanic and high seismic activity. We can tell you about that, especially here in my area of the country in California, where the plates continue to scrape past one another, and every so once in a while you get a release of that energy. And that's why they're always so worried about the San Andreas Fault. That's what, of course, I believe caused the San Francisco earthquake back in 1906, I believe, if I have that right, 1906 or 1908. But nevertheless, they always say, well, you know, and this is one of the questions, by the way, that Caltech always gets whenever there's an earthquake. Well, is this a foreshock? Is this something that's going to build up to something else? And I'm sure that the very same authorities, their counterparts in Asia, are going to be getting those same exact questions. And a lot of times the answer is, well, we don't know. But a 7.5 or a 7.7 would be a pretty hefty foreshock. So I would be of the mind that this is probably the main shock, but you're probably going to get hopefully diminishing aftershocks. Each one of them hopefully will be a little less than the last one. All right, well, folks, so we're getting ready to head out to the break here in just a moment, and we've got a lot more to tell you about on this Wednesday edition of the show when we come back. I do want to tell you about RFK, because RFK went on to News Nation with Cuomo and wanted to talk about how somehow the CNN interview didn't really give the right impression as to what he really thought about Joe Biden and Donald Trump and their respective, quote, threats to democracy. So you'll definitely want to hear this, folks. We've got a great audio quote. When we return, Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959 is the number if you want to opine. And we'll see you on the other side of the break. Stay right there.
Watch. Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Felt so good. As we continue to race through, rocket through this Wednesday edition of the program, everybody. And we are having fun. See, that's one of the things, too. That's one of the different things about this program, I think, is that we have a lot of fun. We get to listen to some great music. We talk about the news and the politics of the day. We analyze. And, well, sometimes I think we provide solutions. I'm hoping that we do. But once again, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959 is the number to call. You can also head over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com, if you'd like to send us a direct message. And we got the telephone lines lighting up already this morning. We've got Aaron in Denver. Welcome, Aaron, back to the program.
Hey, Professor Pop, that's right. Keep that music pumping, because either you're going to be happy or you're going to be sad. Consider that this country's in trains and trains. And, of course, I could go on and on of insanity debt. And also, Professor, I was wondering, what do you think about your recall governor making $20 the minimum wage in California, Professor Politics?
It's a job killer. It's going to be a major job killer. It's going to cause people to lose their jobs and also the prices to go up.
That's right. Yeah, because that $20 that the diabolical, we love riding there. We love riding dirty, broken down, dark side, dumb donkey horde. You know, I mean, you're right. I mean, and it's so sad that there's no balance going on in California. You have a one-party, dominant party in California controlling the Senate, the House, and the governor's chair in the state of Colorado. The state in California is in billions and billions and billions. And billions and billions and billions and billions and billions of debt. because they trample over their state constitution, which in their state constitution requires that you balance your budget one time out of the year. One time. You just gotta balance it one time out of year. And the diabolical dumb donkey herd in California, they can't even do that because they trample over their state constitution like it's nothing. They just trample over it and have no respect for the state constitution, period. Mm-hmm. But eventually, who the voters, the taxpayers, will rise up and say, man, I'm tired of being a sucker. I'm tired of being a taxpayer sucker in California. But anyway, Professor Politics, as always, it's been a pleasure. Adios.
Hey, thank you, Aaron. Yes, take care. Adios. We'll talk to you again real soon. Aaron in Denver, everybody, we appreciate Aaron so much here on the program. We have a lot more to tell you about. And by the way, yes, the governor here in California, yeah, the whole thing, the $20 minimum wage, sounds like it's supposed to be great, right? It sounds like it's supposed to be helping people. This is finally going to create the living wage and all these kinds of things that we hear, but it is going to be a job killer, and it's going to cause prices to go up, and it's going to cause businesses to have more hardship, and it's going to lead to a lot more automation and a lot more of people just not being employed. Most unfortunately. All right, let's head back over to the telephone lines. We got James in Clearwater this morning giving us a call. Good morning, James. Welcome.
Morning, Kyle. Just two things here to continue what you were saying there. Anytime you have that big a raise in minimum wage, you hurt the poorest people of all, the ones that are supposedly supposed to be helped by that. You still go to McDonald's for about $2.50 and pick up you know, some carbs, some protein, and whatever. I mean, you know, your kid has something to eat, you know. But then again, now it's impossible. The main reason I wanted to call was that I'm kind of having a sneaky suspicion here that with Biden going so hard and so strong being pro-Hamas, I got to think in the back of my mind that there's going to be a lot more people, everything being equal, to be more hacked off about that than they would be in a positive. But then again, they're going 100% the other direction. And the only thing that really troubles me a lot is that he won this last time, even with the inconsistencies, 40,000 votes. And even if he is hacking off the majority of the people that are used to voting, how much more are illegals in the Hamas persuasion, shall we say, of the last 10 or 15 million people across the border, maybe they actually are such a huge percentage of the population now that he will win with a radical vote. What do you think about that?
Yeah, that's a terrifying kind of thought, isn't it? That maybe they are looking at internal polling, or they're gauging things a certain way and saying, we just got to go anti-Israel. We got to go more pro-Hamas. We have to satisfy these groups. You know, it's almost like they're being dragged, kicking and screaming, having to do the support for Israel that they are doing.
Well, I think it might be the other way around. That there's that huge a chunk of illegals there, then he is actually going to the majority. The turnaround, we're on the decline, and then the ascendancy is going to be, God forbid, whatever's going to happen to this nation afterwards.
No kidding. It's a very chilling kind of a prophecy here, I think. You know, this is not something that we want to see really play out, because a lot of times most Americans, they want common sense to prevail, no matter who or what party is going to get into the White House. But they've demonstrated, that this White House has demonstrated time and time again, that it's not common sense, it's just an agenda. And if that agenda rolls right over you, or rolls over Easter Sunday, or rolls over anything, so be it.
Well, think what happened Easter Sunday. Who was in that gathering there? You had President Clinton, you had President Obama. You have the whole apparatus that's been set up across this country for the past 20 years or so, and people aren't really kind of thinking that way. They think about, oh, the next few months, but, you know, China takes a century to look ahead, and we're at the most looking 5 years, and they've had four times that amount of time just to put things in place. It's, people aren't on their knees by now, then it's gone.
Agreed. Yeah, it's very, very telling, and I'm afraid that, you know, as you mentioned, this idea of a country like China, yes, they do take a very long-term view. And we take, as you said, maybe 5 years or the next presidential election, basically. And it hurts us to not be able to really act with a singular purpose. But that singular purpose used to be much more agreed upon, much more, there was much more of a collective idea that our country needs to move forward, we need to prosper, and they're succeeding in dividing us so terribly that we can never get anything done because everything offends somebody.
Yeah. Well, I'm leaving with a parting thought here that prayer is the one thing that changes everything. And go on to the other guys. There's a lot more good ideas floating around that people can tune into.
Very well said. Very well said, James. Appreciate the call very, very much. Take care.
You too.
Thanks. James in Clearwater, everybody. And I really appreciate what he was just talking about. Well, folks, on the other side of the break, we will get to tell you about what's happening with RFK Jr. When he was talking on CNN with Aaron Burnett, it was shocking, well, to CNN, and I think to Aaron Burnett, and to the left. And I saw one clip, I just saw the headline, that the ladies on The View were also upset that somehow Biden could be a bigger threat to democracy than Donald Trump. How is that even possible? How is that possible to even be? But, of course, that's exactly what they're going to start saying, because the entire narrative just got messed up in a big way by RFK Jr. But as he was talking with Chris Cuomo on News Nation, evidently somehow CNN edited this. But we heard the whole clip on the program yesterday. It didn't seem to me to be edited. It seemed to me that there was a conversation going on, and RFK Jr. was simply going down the list of the things that Joe Biden has done in terms of the First Amendment. In his opinion, of course, that went down, you know, getting into these social media groups and so forth. This is the kind of thing where if you want to extend the idea of tyranny, if you want to extend the idea of control, well, doing it the way that they're doing it, coming after the First Amendment in such a big way, then that's, you know, unfortunately goes right to the heart of the matter. But folks, stay right there. We got a lot more to tell you about on the other side of the break. Kyle Warren with you. It is Wednesday. Two great calls this segment. I appreciate them very, very much. Stay right there because we are coming right back.
Third Watch.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com, gcnfood.com.
USA News Update. The White House expressed outrage over an Israeli airstrike in Gaza that resulted in the deaths of 7 World Central Kitchen workers. The Biden administration has called for a prompt investigation into the incident and demanded appropriate accountability. President Trump is urging the New York judge overseeing his hush money criminal trial to step down from the case. Judge Juan Merchan recently issued a broadened gag order. Trump has criticized Merchan, alleging bias and highlighting that the judge's daughter serves as president of a progressive political consulting firm, which reportedly collaborated with President Biden and Vice President Harris. President Biden had a phone conversation with Chinese President Xi Jinping for the first time in several months Tuesday. The White House reporting that the two leaders delved into a variety of crucial topics, like China's backing of Russia during its conflict with Ukraine. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Wednesday edition, and we're glad that you're there. Truly, really, I really do think that. I think I'm conveying that, I hope. All right, welcome back. As we said, Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. You can also head over to our home website, kylewarrenshow.com, if you would like to make a direct message. Simply click on send Kyle a direct message, and you're off and running from there. Again, here on this Wednesday morning. Now, yesterday on the program, we had a great clip from RFK Jr. And RFK Jr. was on CNN, and he was telling CNN's Aaron Burnett about how he thought that Joe Biden could be a bigger threat to democracy than Donald Trump, because, of course, you know, the narrative, basically, is that Donald Trump is the biggest threat to democracy. If you continue to support him or elect him or do anything, it's going to cause our country to go into chaos. There'll never be elections again. He'll never leave office, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. That's exactly what they're saying. And that is the accepted narrative. That is the narrative that you can give if you are in media. If you give a different narrative, or if you buck that trend, well, then you're going to be in trouble. You're going to be in trouble. Well, Chris Cuomo talked to RFK Jr. We spent some time on the we're not going to replay the whole clip here. But that clip, as I was saying before we went to break, really is just more of a conversation. Aaron Burnett seemed to be pretty taken aback by the idea that RFK Jr. was saying that it's the thing about the First Amendment is really a very, very different deal than somebody who, in his words, challenged election results. But that was like the last straw. But let's listen in here real briefly. Chris Cuomo talking to RFK Jr. on News Nation, and let's hear what what RFK Jr. is saying right now. Let's listen in.
So the headlines read, Bobby Kennedy thinks Biden bigger threat than Trump. Is that fair? Robert F. Kennedy Jr. here is to make the case for himself. I told you to be careful what you wish for. Here's one thing we know for sure. The Biden administration is not giving you security today, not after that interview. Do you want people to believe that you think that President Biden has done more objectionable things vis-a-vis our democracy than former President Trump did in the aftermath of the last election?
No, as you heard, Chris, what I said was that I can make this argument, and I didn't say definitively whether I believed one or the other was more dangerous than democracy. I did say that I don't believe either of them are going to destroy democracy. Both sides are telling us the other guy is the end of the republic. But, you know, they're both lame duck presidents. They're going to be in there 4 years. Their opponent, political opponents are going to be announced 2 years later. There'll be a new Congress in 2 years later. And we have strong institutions in our country. We have judiciary. We have the press to some extent. We've got Congress, and you have the military. You've got a lot of institutions that are bulwarks against a tyrant coming in and taking over democracy. So I don't think that's going to happen. I think we're all being told each one is a threat because it's a way of using fear to force us into a binary choice where we're forced into the canal, into this channel that nobody wants to go to, where we either have to vote for the lesser of two evils, and nobody wants to.
So there you have RFK Jr. But the headline for this is CNN edited the interview. And I'm not so sure that CNN edited the interview to make it sound like that Joe Biden was a bigger threat. It just seemed like that was the thrust of the conversation. In fact, and maybe we should hear a little bit of what happened with RFK Jr. and Aaron Burnett. Let's do listen to that here just for a moment. So we get the primary source material. Let's listen in.
President Biden is a much worse threat to democracy. And the reason for that is President Biden is the first candidate in history, the first president in history that has used the federal agencies to censor political speech, so to censor his opponent. I can say that because I just won a case in the Federal Court of Appeals and now before the Supreme Court. It shows that he started censoring not just me. 37 hours after he took the oath of office, he was censoring me. No president in the country has ever done that. The greatest threat to democracy is not somebody who questions election returns, but a president of the United States who used the power of his office to force the social media companies, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, to open a portal and give access to that portal to the FBI, to the CIA, to the IRS, to CISA, to NIH, to censor his political critics. President Biden, for the first president in history, to use the secret, his power over the Secret Service, to deny Secret Service protection to one of his political opponents.
Let's stop right there. Because I want you to once again hear the passion in his speech when he's talking there. He's not, you know, sort of postulating this sort of esoteric, intellectual, philosophical idea that, well, you know, we could make this argument. And I know that sometimes it's couched in that kind of phraseology. And typically when you're talking about a subject and you're trying to go at it from different modes, you can always use that phraseology. Couch it in that idea. Well, you can make the argument that et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But I do think in his speech there, he was being very passionate about that. And it seemed to be very personal to him as well. And then, of course, he talks about, well, this is worse or a much bigger incident than, say, challenging election results, which is the way that he phrased it there until later Aaron Burnett comes on and goes, well, don't you think Trump's a threat to democracy? He did try to overturn a free and fair election. And we discussed it at length yesterday on the program, so I don't want to rehash it too much. But to challenge the election results is not trying to overthrow democracy. Challenging election results, if you have a legitimate reason to believe that fraud occurred, And incidentally, we were always told that, well, no fraud occurred. There was really no fraud. I mean, that's kind of a hard pill to swallow, isn't it? Somehow, if this is, we don't have anything going wrong in this election, because by the simple act of questioning it, that makes you now anti-democracy. You see how silly this is. When how many recounts have resulted in a different result? And a lot of times those results that where the winner may not change, but you see significant changes in the vote totals, this kind of thing. I mean, come on, this is what you're supposed to do in a free society. But what they've done is they've created this new state of affairs by which if you question it or if you raise your hand and say, well, I just want to know about this. I mean, what happened when this thing happened? Why did they put up the cardboard in the windows and so people couldn't watch the people even counting the votes? No, what are you, some kind of an insurrectionist or something? But that's where all this is going with the far left, with the Democrat Party elite. This is where all this is going. This is why, my friends, that they tell you that Donald Trump is trying to come in and establish an authoritarian regime, take over the country, obliterate democracy, and be the emperor or something. That's why they say that kind of stuff. Because they want to establish a much stronger pattern of control and pattern of making dictating to you what your life is going to be like. Whether or not you're going to be able to drive a vehicle, whether or not you're going to be able to do this or that, the energy you can use. How about the energy you can't use? How about the kind of stove you can have? I mean, these seem like little things, but these are the basis by which they want to go with these big things, like what RFK Jr. is talking about, like the First Amendment. And shouldn't it be chilling to you as well, my friends, when Ketanji Brown Jackson begins talking about the idea that the First Amendment seems to kind of hamstring the government in issues dealing with social media or COVID or other, quote, very, very important times, if I recall correctly? Well, it's going to hamstring the government. Well, wait a minute. I thought the whole point was to hamstring the government on what it could do to censor your speech. You see how it all gets reversed, how it all gets messed up. Until then the ladies on The View get mad because you dared to say, hey, Joe Biden's up to something. Nope, he's not. In fact, Joe Biden is the protector of democracy. He's the protector of democracy, right? Yeah, that's what we're supposed to believe. Stay right there, folks. We're coming right back. I'll warn with you.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding. And if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
This is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button?
The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
It is Wednesday, and we are here, and that's a good thing. I'm telling you that much. All right, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you, and we are continuing through this Wednesday edition. We've got another great song, by the way. We had Fast Car by request earlier in the program here on Rewind Wednesday, and we got another great song here right now, as a matter of fact, because I think that this particular song, and I did look this one up ahead of time, and it goes back to about 2001, so I think it qualifies for a rewind here. But this is a, we've heard this group many, many times, of course, Aerosmith, but they've got a great song, and this has always been one of my favorite Aerosmith songs, and it's called Jaded, and I think it's just perfect here for Rewind Wednesday. This will keep us going through the wee hours of the morning. Here we go, folks. A little bit of Aerosmith this morning.
Jaded. Don't think that's where it's at, but it's not.
Smith. And that'll get us going through this Wednesday morning, early morning hours, of course, across your radio dial, across America. Glad to be with you, of course. And once again, welcome to everybody listening on AM 860, everybody listening along the GCN network, and everybody picking us up this morning on TalkStream Live as well. We really appreciate it. Glad to have you with us, of course. Let's take another quick look here at what's been happening in terms of our national weather, and then it'll be time to talk with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. This from the National Weather Service, major early spring storm to bring numerous weather hazards from the Great Lakes across the Ohio and Tennessee valleys, the south, the southeast, and the northeast. Heavy snows are likely across much of Wisconsin, up in the Michigan UP, northern New York State, into central to northern New England. Strong cold front to bring much cooler weather Wednesday from the Ohio Valley to the lower Mississippi Valley and south. Strong front to move off the Pacific, bringing much cooler temps to the Pacific Northwest on Wednesday, southward into all of California by Thursday. And we're still going to get some rain, it looks like, in my area of the woods, as it were, as we head towards the weekend. At least that's what the prediction is right now, although that could change. It was a pretty rainy Easter Sunday, as I was mentioning before, but the rain did kind of cooperate a little bit. It wasn't quite as bad, at least in my area. I know we had some landslides in other parts of California because of the heavy rains. But in my area, it was not too bad at all. So I am glad about that. But it is really something. The amount of rain that California's had just this year really is a lot, because it saturates the ground, and then you get another relatively smaller storm compared to everything else move through, and it definitely can cause that land to just go ahead and give way. And it's really nothing to sneeze at, because it can happen, and it can happen days after the rainstorm too. That's a most unfortunate thing as well. So where you have movement in the ground, you can really have a huge problem later on. All right, well, it's time now to bring in Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And we're glad to have you with us this morning again, Denise. Welcome.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, I'm going to tell you, Denise, there's no shortage of stuff to talk about. And we've gone far away, I think, now from the oyster bunny. But we have a lot happening with Iran. Iran is saying that they're going to be making these retaliations against mm-hmm. Israel. You know, it's just a full plate here.
Mm-hmm. It is, and of course, everybody is outraged at Israel because they did a strike that in Gaza that mistakenly hit what is known as the world's kitchen, I think it is,
right.
And killed six of their workers. One of them happens to be an American. And so everybody is furious at Netanyahu, who, by the way, at the time was in the hospital and was just getting out of the hospital with hernia surgery. But, you know, somewhere between Jake Sherman and Tony Blinken and Biden himself, they tend to forget that they ordered a drone strike, remember, in Afghanistan that hit an aid worker and killed nine members of his family, including seven children, as they thought he was an Islamic State culprit. But he wasn't. He was just distributing water. Anybody remember that one?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so where was that outrage?
Well, and again, that's because in the fog, I hate to say the fog of war, that's not an excuse per se, but the United States would not have targeted this person specifically. Neither would Israel have targeted these people specifically. And that's where I think the disconnect is, Denise. That we don't hear anybody saying, well, the very reason why Israel has to be doing what it's doing is because Hamas attacked Israel. Where's the international outcry for Hamas to surrender?
Correct. And if it wasn't Hamas, you know, before that, it was the Fatah. And before that, you know, it was Jordan and Egypt. I mean, we can go on and on and on. But it always seems to revolve around the Palestinians.
Indeed. indeed. And the Palestinians, of course, in so many ways are victimized by Hamas. Nobody can really explain other than, you know, what kind of control Hamas has over the people, but they technically voted them into power.
That's right. Precisely right.
And so why can't we have, you know, help Hamas or help the Palestinians not have to vote for Hamas? Why can't we, quote, reform their democracy or protect it, you know, in the same fervor that they go after Donald Trump with this whole thing? I mean, it's all for show with Trump, obviously, but this is a real problem. This is going to persist as long as the Palestinian people keep giving Hamas what they want.
You know, how many billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars have we spent in and around the orbit of Iran since the Carter administration?
Indeed. Indeed. Well, hold on to that thought, Denise, because we're going to be heading out to the top of the hour news here real quick. When we come back, folks, we'll have much more with Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook, of course. We'll get updated on everything. We'll come back. We'll talk about everything. And now, hour number two is now officially, you guessed it, in the books.
Third Watch.
Seven million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or, you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.